Good morning and welcome to the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, October 25th, 2018. The first item on the agenda is correction and approval of the minutes. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of the minutes of the meeting of Thursday, October 11th, 2018, as set forth in agenda document number 18-44-A.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next matter that we were planning to discuss on the agenda is draft advisory opinion 2018-12. The requesters of that draft, Defending Digital Campaigns Incorporated, requested some additional time to review a draft that was made public this past Tuesday at the request of one or more commissioners. And they've requested to discuss this matter on our last meeting of the calendar year, which is December 13th, 2018. So we will do so, and thank you for your patience on that. That is actually the only other matter, the official matter on the agenda, but we've asked Ms. Ciccona, who heads up our RAD division, Reports Analysis Division, to give us an update on the Compliance Division and the efforts that her office is doing in this election season. This is our last meeting before the midterm election. Ms. Ciccona, thank you.
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners. So far, we've had a busy election cycle, and the reports with the higher activity levels are still yet to come. So having said that, when I give my stats, you'll see we've done quite a bit of work so far. As you know, the Reports Analysis Division is responsible for ensuring campaign finance reports are placed on the public record timely and for reviewing reports for completeness and accuracy. For the 2018 election cycle so far, our group has coded and entered over 54 million transactions on the public record. 99% of the paper filed reports were made public within 2 days of receipt. 100% of the transaction level data for those documents were entered within 30 days of receipt. We also reviewed just over 121,000 documents so far, and the page count for those documents we've reviewed is 51 million, just over 51 million. And like I said, we haven't even gotten to the heavy filing periods yet, so that will dramatically increase, I'm sure. Phone calls and meetings handled so far, it's just over 22,000, and we've responded to about 500 electronic inquiries. We had just rolled out that new system called our correspondence tracking system via our website back in September. So we fielded about 500 inquiries so far. In addition, the Reports Analysis Division partnered with several divisions within the agency to include the Information Division, the Press Office, the Office of General Counsel, the Congressional Affairs Office, and the Office of the Chief Information Officer Office. And we partnered with them to ensure the filing community was informed and the agency was prepared following the enactment of the law that made the FEC the point of contact for all Senate filings.
Yay.
The group developed, we were excited too. The group developed clear guidance that was conveyed to the filing community through several mediums, including through the homepage of our website, through the FEC Digest, tips for treasurers, and via email. We also ensured a process was in place to handle this transition. In addition, our team contacted all Senate filers that met the electronic filing threshold who had not yet obtained a password prior to the filing of the October quarterly report, and the collaborative effort resulted in a seamless transition. So we successfully received 252 October quarterly reports from Senate filers on the filing deadline, and we didn't have any issues receiving those reports. So it really was a total team effort within the agency, and I just want to thank the entire team for all their efforts in making this transition a huge success. Thanks.
Thank you. Congratulations. That's an amazing amount of work that you guys have all done in the agency, and we really appreciate it. We know that we've heard sort of through the grapevine that people had a really easy time filing their Senate stuff this time, and that's because of all of your hard efforts. So thank you very much. And we're excited, as the Vice Chair hoorayed a little, because we've all been, it's been part of our legislative recommendations, Duane, for several years now, to ask the Senate to file their paperwork here with the FEC. And that was, as Debbie said, recently passed. So that will make the filings more accurate and available to the public more quickly. So we're excited about that. And A lot of the updates from the Office of General Counsel are generally things that are harder to talk about in the public setting, but we know that they're doing a lot of work, and there's a lot more complaints being filed recently. I think I can say that. And thank you to the Office of General Counsel for all of their hard work as well, everybody in the agency. We're going to celebrate on Election Day. Any other items to report today on management and administrative matters?
There are none.
Oh, anything else?
Don't forget to vote.
That's right. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.